Shin had been watching from his favorite hiding place just outside the orphanage. Shin had discovered the spot when still a child. The small knoll and the clump of bushes provided an excellent viewing spot where he could remain hidden and unobserved. Shin had watched as the colonel took his sister and the older French nun away. He had known where they were headed. There was nothing he could do about it. He recognized the colonel as well. His pulse had quickened, but he'd controlled his desire to lash out. He would wait. That was his greatest advantage and weapon. He had learned patience. He never rushed. Rushing created unintended problems. He knew it was only a matter of time before he and the colonel would meet. The plan was already in play. He knew there would be deaths in the village his sister was being taken to. Shin planted the rumor of his presence there, allowing him time to prepare for what would happen here. The best place to meet the enemy was on home ground. Shin knew every inch of his own village. He knew exactly where he would meet to annihilate the colonel and every last one of his enemies. The 10 years away from his home had not been wasted. He had been rewarded for his bravery among the French occupiers. First, it was the trip to Hanoi, where he was introduced to Ho Chi Minh personally. The older man took an instant liking to Shin, hearing of his exploits from any number of his high-ranking officers who were aware of what Shin had done. He was impressed as Shin spoke first in faultless French, and then, surprisingly, in Chinese. Ho also spoke French, having learned it under the direction of his father, who had also believed the best way to beat the enemy was to understand them. Language was the key to understanding. The old man whispered a few words to one of the commanders, and then Shin was escorted out. He would spend 5 years in China, followed almost immediately by 5 years in Russia. Shin's speed of learning and his mastery of many of the different strategies he was exposed to impressed everyone. But nothing was as impressive as his apparent complete lack of fear. He'd learned so many forms of death that even his instructors began to fear the student. He finally returned to Vietnam, but only after his last instructor, a Russian colonel, made a mistake. The Russians were suspicious of the disappearance, but it was impossible to piece together what had happened. The instructor simply vanished. Shin made sure of that. The skull Shin saved for a special honor. It replaced the skull the instructor used when teaching the different methods of death that can be inflicted with only your bare hands. Shin thought it fitting that some other Russian would teach others how to kill, not knowing that the eye sockets they stuck their fingers through were those of the former instructor. The colonel's mistake? Tearing the only picture Shin carried with him, the one of his sister, Mai Lin. Shin held two honors from his travels. While in China, the Chinese had recognized the potential and made Shin a full colonel in their army. The Russians provided a more useful honor. Shin was one of the first to learn the operation of a new level of weapons. The Russians sent him home with 5 trucks filled with the new weapons. When he returned to the capital prior to his being sent back to the south, he was awarded his own command. 4 battalions of North Vietnamese troops were now under his direction, and his training would be put to the test, as would the weapons. He chose not to wear the insignia of his rank. Instead, he chose a plain uniform. Everyone who mattered knew his rank anyway, and he had no desire to call more attention to himself. How many officers had been lost to the lucky sniper who understood the worth of the target by the insignia? His eyes reflected the iron and hate that were both his backbone and his soul. Many knew his name now, and no one desired to tangle with Shin. Shin returned to South Vietnam as both an effective leader and an efficient killing machine. He was sent south to help organize additional resistance against the new threat. The battalions and weapons went with him, but not en masse. Over a period of 6 months, they arrived, and Shin strategically dispersed them among many villages, caves, and tunnels. Only 1 of the 10 shot by the colonel would be one of his men. The father of the 3 children was an innocent casualty, although the man who was trying to recruit him was not. The father would never know of his real role. Shin saw Mylene's eyes and understood that she blamed him for what had happened. He accepted that. He was, after all, the cause.